Hey guys, I'm Drew.
I'm Farah.
And we are HBC Global Online Pastors.
We're so glad that you joined us for today's message. We hope that it encourages you, builds your faith, and just makes your life better.
Now watch this message, and we'll be right back.
A year or so ago, Kenzie came to me and he said, Dad, I've got this idea. He said, I just want to encourage people to love more. I just want to encourage people to be more like him. And of course, you've probably seen us talk about more in 24. And you've saw us talk about and heard us talk about how we believe that we should love more and be more like Jesus and do more like him. Well, today, this week, they posted something on socials. And it said, love more. And it just hit my heart. And I wanted to bring this message today. And the name of this message is just, love more. And I want to start with a scripture. I went to Google. Does anybody ever Google? Do you know you can Google how much money somebody's got? And it'll tell you a number. I don't know if it's right or not, but it'll tell you. And it makes you go, You can Google anything, and this week I Googled, what does love mean in the Bible? It didn't give me any definition other than this right here. It brought up 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8. So, according to Google, and I'm inclined to agree, that this is the Bible's definition of what love is. See, in this world, we get mixed up and we think that love is some kind of an emotional feeling. We think it's some kind of a ushy-gushy, you know, come give daddy some sugar, mama some sugar kind of thing. And that's not what love is at all. That's an emotional action based on how we feel. But love is a decision. That'd be a good place to hear an amen. We have to make a decision to love like Jesus. Because our flesh don't always want to treat people like we would like to be treated. Our flesh would like to treat people the way they've treated us. We would like to retaliate. But in fact, that's not what God says do. 1 Corinthians 13 verses 4 through 8 says this. Love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful, and is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked nor overly sensitive or easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong endured. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. Love bears all things, regardless of what comes. Believes all things, looking for the best in each one. Hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times. Endures all things without weakening. And then it says this, and I love this verse. Love never fails. It never fades nor ends. But as for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for the gift of special knowledge, it will pass away. Go with me now to Matthew, the 22nd chapter, beginning with verse 37. That's Matthew 22, 37. If you want to know what Jesus thinks, then you go to the Gospels, and you look up the words in red, and he gives us his heart. And during his time on earth, he knew he was all man when he was here, but he was still all God. So he knew his time was limited. So he was very, I believe, strategic in what he said. And he said this, and Jesus replied to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." And then I love verse 39, and I think sometimes we just skip right over it. And I want you to focus on the next words that came out of his mouth. It said, the second is like it. So in other words, just as importantly as loving God, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That is, unselfishly seeking the best or higher good for others. The whole law and the writings of the prophets depend on these two commandments. So what he's saying is the law being carried out, which Jesus didn't come to do away with the law, but he came to fulfill the law. Amen. And he said, and then the work of the prophets. How many believes that the prophets, we're seeing things that the prophets prophesied back a long, long time ago? And I believe that people do have the gift of prophecy today. But the word says, you should love the Lord thy God with all your heart and love your neighbor just like you love God, because it says the whole law and the writings of the prophet depend on it. So if we want to carry out the work of the church, we got to start with love. Oh, I appreciate the two amens I got, but I'd like to hear more than that. We got to start with love. Amen. And you that are online, you can type amen too. We'll see that. Got one more scripture. Matthew 5, verses 43 through 46. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor, your fellow man, and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love, that is, unselfishly seek the best or higher good for your enemies. Now, are we reading that right? Y'all being kind of quiet today, so I'm just going to believe that you're on my side and you're right with me. You're listening good. So I want you to get that. In other words, the world teaches you to love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But he said, I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And we all said, ouch. So that you may show yourselves to be the children of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on those who are evil, on those who are good, and makes the rain fall on the righteous, those who are morally upright, and the unrighteous, the unrepentant, those who oppose him. For if you love only those who love you, that reward, do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do that? So love is a powerful force that is amazing and has the ability to transform lives in remarkable ways. When we choose to love more, somebody say with me, love more. When we choose to love more, whether it be our family, whether it be our friends, even strangers, what we're doing is opening ourselves up to a greater joy and a greater understanding. And in the presence of love, I want to share this with you. As I wrote this down, I was like, yes, God. In the presence of love, our priorities shift. When you love people, your priorities shift toward them. You can know somebody, but when you decide that you're going to give your heart to them and you're going to love them, your priorities toward them shift, and we become more attuned to what really matters in this life. If we'll invest more time and energy into nurturing our relationships and spreading kindness, there'll be less room for things that are unproductive and detrimental to our well-being. Love enriches our days. Love fills our days with purpose and meaning. Love guides us toward the path of fulfillment and contentment. I'm not talking about some weak emotion. I'm talking about the decision to forgive people, the decision not to hold things against people, the decision to help people, even if you know them or don't know them. By choosing love, when you love more, we not only enhance our own lives, but we also create a ripple effect of positivity, and that it connects us to a place where we can inspire others to do the same thing. I'm telling you, we need to love more. Somebody say, love more. So if we're going to love more, I'm gonna give you this. If you're writing this down, write this in giant letters. Love more, judge less. Matthew 7, 1 and 2 says, do not judge and criticize and condemn others unfairly with an attitude of self-righteousness, self-righteous superiority, as though assuming the office of a judge, so that you will not be judged unfairly. For just as you hypocritically judge others, boy, he's talking plain today. As you hypocritically judge others, when you are sinful and unrepentant, so will you be judged, and in accordance with your standard of measure used to pass out judgment, judgment will be measured to you. If we will focus on loving more, I believe we will find it easier to refrain from passing judgment on others so quickly. You see how they was dressed. How do you know what they have at home to put on? You see how dirty they are. How do you know what even is going on in their life? Do you hear how they talk? Do you hear them cuss and go on? Listen, I ain't trying to teach nobody to cuss, but I'm going to tell you right now, you don't know what they were raised in. You don't know what atmosphere they were taught or not taught. Don't judge people. Love people. Forgive them. Make a decision that you're going to forgive them for doing you wrong before they ever do it. You say, oh, you can't do that. Oh, I didn't say it was easy. But you can make that decision. And then all you have to do is make your mind and your spirit and your body line up with what your spirit has already decreed and declared. Because we don't want to forgive people. We want to hold grudge because it feels good. Because it feels good for people to feel sorry for us. But listen, I'm not a victim, I'm a victor. Instead of focusing on people's faults, why don't we give them grace? Give them grace. Give them understanding. Just like we want others to do for us, why don't we love more? Somebody say, love more. Maybe the person beside you is not saying it good enough. Look at them and smile. Say, love more. Here's another one. If you're going to love more, then complain less. Philippians 2, verses 14 and 15. Do everything without murmuring and questioning. The providence of God, so that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and guileless, innocent and uncontaminated children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a morally crooked and spiritually perverted generation, among whom you are seen as bright lights, beacons shining out clearly in the world of darkness. I promise you today, if you'll start loving people more, if you'll start forgiving people, you will stand out. You will, man, in this world today, everybody trying to figure out how they can go viral. I'm trying to keep things from going viral and everybody wanting to go viral. I'm eating good and living good. Listen, we got words that we use today that mean totally different things. And we've got to understand that everybody wants to go viral. Why? Because everybody wants to be seen. Everybody wants to be appreciated. Everybody wants to do something great. Listen, I would love for this message to go viral today. Not just so that they would know Jackie Midkiff's name, but just so they would know Jesus' name and that they could love more. But I'm telling you, here's how we go viral. You go viral in your workplace by doing your work and not giving your boss a hard time. I guarantee you they'll talk about you in the office. Promise you they'll talk about you around. Man, have you seen how good they are doing this? Oh, my goodness. I believe with all my heart. I was taught by one of my mentors that I listen to quite often that the only person that can promote you is the person that has rule over you. So that means your boss, the one that you complain about all the time, is really the only person that can promote you in the company. So love more, forgive him or her. Oh, I didn't get one amen for that. But I'm just giving you the truth. Complain less. Love more. Complain less about people that do you wrong. God, help me with that. I'm just going to tell you, in the year of 2023, this one was hard for me because I didn't understand a lot of things that happened. I've been healing and healing and making mistakes and healing and then finally feel like God gave me this place of rest in my spirit and in my personal life. And at that moment, so many people started talking about Jack Midkiff. And they wasn't talking about taking me to lunch. But you know what I've decided to do? And it's not always easy. Because I was raised by a generation that you sat on the porch and you smoked cigarettes and you chew tobacco and you talk about everybody you know. Anybody raised in the 70s and 80s? And if you wasn't raised in West Virginia, I guarantee you missed it because every evening you sat on the porch and you... I seen a meme the other day that had this old woman with a big bushel, a basket of green beans. And she and they were sitting there breaking beans and all these people gathered around and the meme said, "This is the Snapchat I grew up around." How many's ever broke beans before? I guarantee you my kids ain't raising their hands. My mama would accuse me of breaking the, if I was out, and I promise you this happened. We were in Farrellsburg, West Virginia, and I was hoeing taters, and the hoe handle broke. And I got accused for breaking it on purpose so I could quit. And God knows my heart I didn't. I was glad it broke, but I didn't break it. But today, I'm telling you, I have decided that I was raised by a generation that's made it easy for me to just complain about. And I believe some of you have too, because I've heard you. And what we need to do is make a decision that when we're gonna love more, that means we're gonna complain less. Listen, let me remind you something. I am saved by a Savior that was perfect in heaven and on earth, and He saved me from every sin that I've ever committed and anything that I ever will, I can go to Him for, and He will release me of that through the grace and the blood of Jesus. I've got a Savior that took stripes on His back when He went to Calvary so that every disease named under man is named under the blood of Jesus and through the stripes of Jesus. I serve a Savior that has given me the promise that I would that you would prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. I've got things going my way. Why can't I stop complaining about people that I can't even control? I make a decision today by cultivating my attitude into an attitude of gratitude that I can spread joy and positivity to those around us. And you know, some people don't like it when you get happy. You can love them anyway. I said, you can love them anyway. Look at somebody and say, love more. So if you love more, I've already kind of went into this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Love more and gossip less. I had more laughs than amens on that one. Ephesians 4:29. Do not be unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, or vulgar. Unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, and vulgar words ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good for building up others according to the need and the occasion, so that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak. When we love more, we avoid gossip and talking negatively about others. When we love more, our words should be uplifting and encouraging, building others up rather than tearing them down. Somebody say, love more. The last one, love more hate less. First John 4:20. If anyone says, I love God, and hates, works against his Christian brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Now, I looked up the definition of love, so I looked up the definition of hate. And the definition of hate says to feel intense or passionate dislike for someone. So let me help you with something. I hear people sometimes, I'm not even sure I haven't said it myself. Well, I love you with the love of the Lord, but I don't like you. Well, hate is described by the feeling, intense feeling of passionate dislike. Let me take you back to Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. I believe that that dislike can turn into a passion, passionate dislike when you continually say it over and over. And the word that I'm reading, that I Googled, that is our definition of hate, says passionate dislike is hate. True love involves letting go of hatred and resentment toward others. When we love more, we choose forgiveness. We choose reconciliation over holding grudges. And by following the love path, now I keep reminding you, I'm going to keep reminding you, that I'm not talking about a feeling. I'm not talking about a feeling. I'm talking about a decision to do what the Word of God declares the definition of love to be. But when you do make a decision to follow the love path, and I believe that you make that decision when you make a decision to become a Christian, because the Word of God declares that God is love. We reflect the love of God in our relationship with others. So, I've written a poem today to conclude my message. And the name of this poem that I've written is Love More. In a world where judgments fly, adjust your sights just a little high. Let's criticize less and give a little more grace. And in our daily routine, let love find its place. Complaints may linger and trouble might brew, but love can heal and love can renew. Gossip spreads and people want their fill. But don't carry that stuff. Give them something real. Hate always divides and tears us apart. But love unites and it mends our broken hearts. So let's embrace what truly sets us free and play our part in life's grand symphony. So, love more in every way. Let it guide you through each and every day with kindness, empathy, and an open door. Go out of your way to be good to somebody and love more. Let's be a church that loves more. Let's be a church that when we love more, we see that we are making a path for the Holy Spirit to go in and minister to them. And to speak to them and to help them. And listen, once you allow the love of God to flow through you and you form those relationships with people, then you will have an opportunity to share with them Maybe the Lord has given you a word to share with them. Maybe the Lord has given you something that you want to teach them. Maybe God will put ladies, maybe God will put a younger lady in your path to disciple them. Men, we need godly men to disciple younger men. But I'm telling you right now, I believe that it starts with the decision to not prophesy more, to not talk more, to not even preach more. I believe it all starts. All those things are okay, but I believe it starts when we make the decision to love more.
That was such a good word, and we really do hope that it made your life better. Why don't you share it with a friend so it can encourage them too?
Yes, and living a life with Jesus is so easy. The Bible says all you do is say with your mouth that you believe that Jesus is your Savior. You believe that in your heart, and you shall be saved. So I encourage you, say this prayer with me. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. I believe you are my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. It's that easy, and welcome to the family.
Now we want to connect with you on our socials and on our website. You'll find more ways that you can partner with us.
Thank you for joining us. And now go out and dream big.
Because we serve a big God.